Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Ah, it's Monday.
It's Monday. Mm-hmm. Time to wake up and smell the coffee.
I hope. Did you make coffee?
Well, you usually make the coffee, and I usually stumble into the kitchen and drink the coffee, but only on certain days. I'm not a huge coffee guy.
I just love the smell of coffee.
Yeah, I like the smell of it. It's one of those things that a lot of people can't live without.
That's true.
So today it's mail day, Monday mail day on the tech table. We got a question from Frank. Frank asks, what happens if I drop my laptop? Well, ooh. Frank, probably nothing good.
Yeah.
The first thing would be to try to avoid dropping your laptop.
You do your best to get a nice carrying case to protect that thing. Protect it with your life.
Right. The thing about, you know, laptops, they're obviously a lot more durable than they used to be. And especially if you have a case.
Right. And some companies make them more durable than others.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's still not a good idea to drop it. You could break some of the major parts inside the computer, like the hard drive as it spins very fast while the computer is on, you know. And you might not even notice that you've had this problem after dropping it until it's too late. Obviously, the biggest thing is screen damage. And, you know, we see this all the time at MPA with devices that have been dropped or, you know, someone's left their iPad on the floor and, you know, someone has stepped on it. That's a very painful thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Luckily, though, it's pretty inexpensive to repair. I mean, we're talking about $100.
Right.
And it is repairable if you just damage the screen.
But. Yeah, absolutely. You could run the risk of damaging the cooling system inside your computer. There's a fan that spins around and around, and it keeps the temperature lowered of all the components, and it's really possible to damage that fan. That can make a computer fail, you know, in the long run. So you want to make sure that you don't drop your computer. That's just really the moral of the story here.
Don't drop it. Another thing that doesn't seem quite as important to people, and you can avoid this by having a case, is you could get some cosmetic damage, just some simple scratches, dents, right, or a crack,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, a little chip here and there. If you have a case on it, though, that should help with any cosmetic.
Absolutely,
damages.
Yeah. Well,
but even if you have no cosmetic signs of damage, you could still be damaging the inside.
Right, exactly. So you really have to be careful. I mean, just be careful with your technology. You know, we're still not to the point yet where you literally can run over something with your car. It just doesn't happen.
Right, I wouldn't recommend that.
No. And don't drop it. You know, last week we talked about, you know, don't wash it.
Uh-huh.
Don't run it through the washing machine, things like that. You know, we're still not to the point yet where you can do all these things with your technology. Although someday, I imagine that we'll have heavy-duty enough components made in a way that they're still lightweight, but you can drop it and things like that.
They are starting to make cell phones now with more durable materials that you actually, they're saying don't even get a case for a lot of them because,
right,
or a screen protector.
Right,
you know,
right.
You always used to buy these films,
right,
for the
cover. And I do really believe in getting a case for your laptop. I do think that's important. I never used to do that. And I used to, you know, want to get the coolest looking laptop possible. Well, now I get the coolest looking case.
Right.
I don't really care what the laptop looks like, honestly. So I have a case for mine, and I was standing too close with my laptop, too close to a guitar player, yeah, in my other line of work. And this guitar player, like, swung around really fast, and the end of his guitar hit the case and completely, yeah, like, gouged its entire side of the case and made this huge scratch, but the laptop was fine.
There you go.
So it will protect you from crazy musicians and everything else. So until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.